T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, 7:30 at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. I'm Dan O'Neill sitting in. The woman accusing the Supreme Court nominee of sexual assault has come forward, and it could impact Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation vote. Fox's Rich Edson reports from Capitol Hill.
A California college professor is accusing the White House Supreme Court nominee of sexual misconduct. The White House says it stands behind Judge Brett Kavanaugh and his denials of that. The Washington Post reports Christine Blasey Ford claims one summer night in the early 80s, when she and Kavanaugh were in high school, that he was stumbling drunk, pinned her to a bed, groped her, and put his hand over her mouth to stop her screams. The Post cites her saying, quote, "I thought he might inadvertently kill me. He was trying to attack me and remove my clothing." Ford says she escaped when Kavanaugh's friend, Mark Judge, jumped on them, and she then ran out of the room. Last week, Mark Judge told the Weekly Standard that Ford's claims are absolutely nuts and that he never saw Kavanaugh act that way.
Democrats are asking the FBI to investigate, while Republicans accuse them of delaying Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing while knowing about the alleged allegations since July. A man from Harrington has died after being run over in Morris County. The Kansas Highway Patrol says it happened between 1:20 and 1:44 this morning. A man was lying in the middle of U.S. Highway 56, about 10 miles east of Harrington. The man was struck by a vehicle that left the scene. The Highway Patrol identified him as 56-year-old Sean Irons. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. Wellington police are investigating after a fatal stabbing early Saturday morning.
Authorities say the stabbing happened around 2:30 a.m. at a residence in the 300 block of North B Street. Wellington Police Captain Paul Nefsker tells our news partners at KSN-TV that arriving officers found a 26-year-old man at the home suffering from stab wounds. He was taken to a local hospital where he later died from his injuries. Nefsker says a 29-year-old Wellington woman has been taken into custody in connection with the stabbing. The names of the victim and the woman taken into custody are being withheld at this time. Wellington police are investigating the stabbing as a homicide. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Now downgraded to a tropical depression over the weekend, the lights are still out in South Carolina.
There were upwards of 170,000 power outages in the state of South Carolina. A lot of the people who are working to try and restore that power are actually staying in cots. Whatever they're doing seems to be working, because officials now say that there are less than 20,000 power outages in the state of South Carolina. And while things are improving here, officials say we're still not out of the woods just yet.
That's Fox's Allison Barber reporting. At least 740,000 homes and businesses are without power across North and South Carolina. 26-year-old Arthur Medici of Revere, Massachusetts, was bitten by a shark over the weekend while boogie boarding off of Newcomb Hollow Beach in Wellfleet. The man succumbed to his injuries and was pronounced dead at a hospital. Fox's Brian Linus has this report.
This attack happened off of Newcomb Hollow Beach in Wellfleet, Massachusetts. It's an area popular with surfers. There's no word yet on the type of shark that attacked. This is the second shark attack off of Cape Cod in as many months. In August, a 61-year-old New York man was bitten by a great white shark. He's still recovering. At the time of the attack, reportedly there were several seals in the area. State Senator Julian Sear tells the Boston Globe that the number of shark sightings has increased as the local seal population has rebounded thanks to federal protections over the years. He believes these seals are attracting more sharks closer to the shore. Sear is now calling on more preventative measures to stop this from happening again. Wellfleet beaches are closed until further notice.
There were no lifeguards present because it took place after Labor Day. Time to take a look at our forecast with staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is a quiet start to the work week. Sunny, warm, and humid with temperatures in the mid-80s by around lunchtime. 91 for the afternoon high. Clear tonight, Darlo 71. Breezy on Tuesday, we'll get to 92. And much more fall-like weather with off and on rain and thunderstorms by later this week and next weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Skies are partly cloudy, 70 degrees at KNSS. Today is Monday, September the 17th, and we've got a brand new week ahead of us. We've got the state fair behind us, and maybe some first responder stamps in the offing, Jad.
Yeah.
Do you collect stamps at all?
No.
Are you big into that? I think, the Elvis stamps probably did me and, those years ago. But anyway, no, there's a new commemorative issue of stamps that will be coming from the U.S. Postal Service honoring first responders from all across the country. That includes, of course, firefighters, law enforcement, emergency medical personnel who assist during, all kinds of emergencies. In this case, in California, the assistance came during a wildfire and a deadly mudslide that took place. The stamps depict the firefighter, a paramedic, and a police officer in red, white, and blue. There was a big celebration commemorating this in California, and a teenager who was rescued from the mudslide by the first responders sang "God Bless America" at the ceremony and remembered her father and brother who were killed in the mudslide. So all that's you'll be able to pick that up at the post office pretty soon, and add that to your collection. Don't lick them.
Yeah.
Don't put them in the collection.
Make sure to put them correctly in the in the book or the. I don't even know how that works. Do they have just books with pages in them, and then you place the stamps in the?
They can get you the books. They can get you anything you need.
Okay.
You can get them at hobby stores, post office, everywhere. I'm not into the collecting myself, but I've seen people that have, and they enjoy it immensely. They don't have a life.
No. Yeah.
maybe that's why Steve likes it so much.
Yeah.
Speaking of weird things going on, we don't have a lot of commuter trains here in the Midwest, but we do have people on buses. But there was a incident that happened in New Jersey. Now, imagine, New York, New Jersey, big metropolitan area.
Right.
And you're commuting by train to your job every day. You don't want to have a lot of people doing, untoward things, I guess you might say, on the train while you're enjoying your commute or trying just to kind of chill while you're, going to work. And in this case, a guy got in trouble along the Northeast Corridor of the New Jersey Transit, lathering up and giving himself a shave on the train. Now,
shaving. Okay.
They had somebody that took video. They posted it online, of course. Actually, some commuters were quite impressed by his ability to give himself a close shave on a moving train. Now, that might be, that could be something in its own.
You got to be careful shaving.
You got to be careful, even with a safety razor. But other people were, simply grossed out. But either way, the man who was shaving himself on the rail line was actually out of line, according to New Jersey Transit, because they have a list of rules that say it prohibits shaving or even bathing. Yeah, you don't want to do that either. Bathing or shaving on trains and buses. And after the shave, the fellow who did his manscaping went out and ordered a beer.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
So don't shave on the train.
Don't shave or bathe on a train. If you don't pick up anything else today, just remember, don't shave or bathe on a train.
Yeah. Then again, people train don't come through Wichita. So
that's true. And try and find an Amtrak ticket. Just oh, I use my outside voice there. Okay. Let's go ahead and check in with Tom Leffler right now and check out the commodities report. Tom, have you ever shaved on a train?
I've actually never rode on a train, Dan.
Oh. So
I guess the answer is no.
I guess you don't get out that much then.
I guess not.
Oh my goodness! Good Monday morning, Tom. What is shaking here in the land of commodities for us?
Well, Dan, despite fresh price positive news, the cattle complex spiked higher Friday, and it closed with large triple digit gains. Now, in 3 weeks, live cattle have went up now $7 to $8. Feeder cattle have went up $13 to $14. Technical and fund buying has helped the cattle futures work higher. Friday afternoon, cash cattle bids were going higher, and we finally were starting to see trade at the 111 mark. The lean hog futures were also able to close positive Friday. We saw on the close October live cattle up to $3 limit at 113.80. We will have expanded limits today in live cattle. October feeder cattle up $3.47 at 158.87, and October lean hogs up 55 cents at 56.22. The corn and soybean futures consolidated Friday with only the corn closing slightly positive. The action was in wheat, where they traded and closed strong to the upside, even with a lack of bullish news. Last week, December KC wheat gained 2 cents for the week. November soybeans lost 14, and December corn lost 15 cents for the week. At the moment, December KC wheat is 2 cents higher at 5.18 1/4. December corn down 2 cents at 3.49 3/4. With November soybeans trading 5 1/4 lower at 8.25 1/4. October crude oil 51 cents higher at 69.50. December gold up 40 cents at $1,201.50. September S&P 3 points lower at 29.03 1/4. September dollar index 16 cents lower at 94.76. And September Dow Jones futures 17 points lower at 26,141. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lesser Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866. Go to Tom.
Okay, Tom. Even if you haven't ridden a train, you can always go out and do what this guy did after he finishes shaving. Go out and have a beer.
Now that I can handle.
There you go. All righty. Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities. Thank you very much, sir. Have yourself a good-looking Monday, and we'll be checking in pretty soon with We'll be checking in with Don Grant. Don Grant, the money tracker, indexing capital gains to inflation. We're off to a rocketing start here on a Monday morning. Steve and Ted, 98.7 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.